Will Bob Costas be there tonight for the big kickoff, do we know?
Probably.
Okay. Cause, you know.
Unless he's taking an extended hiatus from the
You know, they've got an hour. Here's what I was looking for. It's the hour-long pregame special.
Oh.
Starts at 6:30 tonight.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Mariah Carey and No Doubt.
Great. So, that'll be great.
I think so. Sure. It ought to be fun. Now, so 6:30, and then what'd you say? They're going to kick off probably about
7:30-ish.
Okay-ish, yeah. And Clinton takes the stage at 9 o'clock tonight, so, you know.
Bubba?
Yeah. So, I mean, I mean, how many people are going to be conflicted that they're going to want to stay with the NFL game? Yeah, or you can listen to the
No Doubt versus Democrats. That's a hard choice.
Well, it's, you know, again, they decided that's when they wanted to have it, so it's fine. But anyhow, just to get you in the spirit, that's the holiday spirit.
Oh, which holiday?
Well, it'd be Christmas.
Oh, already?
Sure. Which major retailer is the first to pull the trigger on Christmas? Looks like the winner's going to be Sears. Yeah. You knew this?
I was just guessing. They're pulling in straws. I mean, at this point, it's a last-ditch effort.
Yeah.
Pulling the trigger, do you mean vying not to say Merry Christmas? Or do
you mean
out decorations?
No, that's putting out decorations. And again, based on Sears' position in the market, certainly understand why they might be doing that.
They could have left them up, and I'm not sure anybody would have known the difference.
Gosh, I was just in here. It seems like yesterday. at least a few customers. I was in Sears the other day.
Really?
Yeah, I was walking through there to get to someplace else. It was great. At least
I think they still have pretty good appliances.
Oh, they do.
Yeah,
oh, there's not a doubt.
Were you looking for a screwdriver?
Lawn equipment, that sort of thing.
Well, actually, I did. I needed an extension for my little wireless drill, too. I was in the cordless drill. I was in there to do that.
Yeah.
I've been in there twice, I guess, in the last 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Anyway, at least a few customers say they've spotted a forest of fake trees at Sears in the Midwest, so maybe they're doing that. But I was in the Super Sanatorium yesterday.
Ooh.
And, Super Sanatorium?
Sanatorium.
Sanatorium. Oh,
and,
the club.
I believe I saw some Christmassy type things in there, too. Right next to the 80-pound sacks of dog food. And
get two.
Already.
Yeah, exactly. At that price. And but also, I mean, I think you spoke to this the other day. I saw some Thanksgiving decorations.
Oh, well, that's nice to hear.
Yeah, because you were talking about how there's a dearth of Thanksgiving celebratory stuff out there. So
what would be a typical Thanksgiving decoration?
Yeah, and I'll tell you, you know what? Something else that bothers me, besides not only am I...
I said, Steve, are you making a list of things that bother you? Go ahead.
No, okay. Not only does it disappoint me that everyone sort of ignores Thanksgiving, but you know what? I don't like those decorations. I'm picky about them. The ones that just say, like, harvest greetings, things that are like harvest.
Oh.
That just makes me like, no, it's Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
let's be thankful.
Well, no, you
can say thankful for our harvest, but if you're saying harvest greetings, it's kind of like, let's just think of a good, just one more way to avoid being thankful and saying happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, well, you know, that was the only time that we ever found out what a cornucopia was. You know, that's that big curly thing we'd always ask in fourth grade. Miss Johnson, what is that thing right there?
Now, if you had read Ovid's Metamorphoses...
Remember that, Steve?
I was just going to.
Actually, I was... Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Never mind.
No, that's all right. Tell us. We
no,
want
I'm
to know.
Just saying you would... these words, they come from literature.
Oh, really?
See, I'm accused.
But then again, literature does come from words.
Thank you so much.
I get accused of not reading books and not watching movies.
But you know what? You are so good at sports. You don't have to have all your bases covered.
Well, that's a good sports analogy.
You know,
that's an excellent sports analogy.
You know way more sports than I do.
I didn't even think about that. Well, that's outstanding. Very good. She used a sports analogy to talk about sports.
Hey, if President Obama can do it, I can give it a try.
That's right. Hey, raise your hand if you've ever had a telemarketer call you and you go, no thanks, and then promptly hang up. Okay, keep your hand raised if the telemarketer then calls you back and threatens to blow up your house.
Oh, no way.
Meade, Colorado. Last week, telemarketer was explaining to somebody that they had won some money or something by whoever was on the other end of the phone wasn't interested and hung up. Telemarketer called him back and said, I placed a bomb in your home.
What?
I hope that person got fired.
No way.
Homeowner called 911. Police taking no chances. They went so far as to evacuate the neighboring houses. No bomb found. And now they're trying to assess the telemarketer or access the telephone marketer's phone number.
Telemarketers are just out of control,
well,
man.
Well, I mean, it would seem like you should be able to do that now. I mean, considering
what, to call people and say, I've put bomb in your house?
That's a terroristic threat.
No kidding.
Anyway, the homeowner said that the caller had a very thick accent.
Oh, they were probably in Bangalore.
Now, I think that's painting with a broad brush, Kat. They could have been they could have been just down the street.
We would call that overseas customer service.
That's right, yeah.
Well, it is the Silicon Valley of India.
Yeah, it's always...
I met a lot of people that worked in call centers when I visited there.
I'm sure it's a big business over there.
But, it is a big business.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, local authorities say they're not sure if they're going to be alerting the FBI about that or not. We'll see. Hey, we were talking during the break actually here in the control room about cell phones.
And, I missed out on the fun.
It's all right. Well, you didn't come in here. I mean, I can't help that.
I don't know when the secret off-air chats are.
Oh, well. Well,
there's a memo.
Okay.
She didn't get the memo.
I wasn't invited.
Confirming months of rumors, Apple has officially announced that September the 12th, they'll have a press event in San Francisco. Little doubt that they will, in fact, be talking about the rollout of their iPhone, according to CNET. It's too early to start calling it the iPhone 5, after all. If you look at the pictures, be interesting to see what they decide to do with it. Industry experts also expect to see a big difference in the design of this newest iPhone offering from Apple.
Well, I thought on the program that airs right before this...
That'd be the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah, they talked about... this morning how there was something in the promotional materials about a 5.
They have the number 5 does show up, and that's, again, I'm not sure. Somebody else could have Photoshopped that on there, too. Mm-hmm. We can't say whether or not that was Apple. But leaked photographs and rumors point to a taller but not wider handset.
Taller?
Hmm.
Longer.
You know, at some point, we're going to be walking around and using the iPad to use the phone.
Yeah. Hold that up to your ear.
Yeah.
Walking along. Yeah, never mind walking into the pole.
I just want a phone where I can record my own ringtone on it without having to buy it. That's what I look for in a phone. I've never get one.
Kat has a diesel-powered phone. It's got a little smokestack coming out of it. It's really cool looking.
It doesn't have...
Do you have a favorite melody that you are looking to get on there?
Just whatever, because the music I like is not... generally, music available for purchase as ringtones.
Well,
but 1 second, though. I don't want anyone to get the wrong idea. It's not a diesel-powered phone. It has a magneto. I stick a crank into it, and I turn it, and that's how I make it.
Yeah, perfect. Anyway, recent images also suggest the thing is going to have a new 8-pin connector to replace the 30-pin port.
That's pure genius.
I'm sorry, what's a pin connector?
Well, the little pluggy,
charger
anything.
Cord.
Yeah.
Okay.
8-pin. Okay. Huh. And if you want a cell phone without a contract... another story. You have another chance today. Today, Radio Shack is launching a no-contract plan at their stores.
Hmm.
All you have to do is put a thumbprint down and give them a pint of blood. I mean, they have to find a way to get in touch with you.
And
don't
to give them some of your hair, too?
Sure, yep.
Lock of hair?
PC Magazine reports that the electronics retailer is teaming up with Leap Wireless and Cricket subsidiary, to launch the plans. Consumers can get an unlimited data plan tied to their Android smartphone for $50 a month. Otherwise, the plan starts at $25 a month. Unless, of course, you want to change. I don't know if I want to do this at 22 after the hour, but I guess I will.
What?
Taco Bell test marketing a new soda. Now, we had, Steve, you weren't here last week. We had some Taco Bell breakfast.
Yes, they brought in breakfast.
Well, I heard they were serving that on the, I've seen the commercial.
It's it. This thing is called the AM Crunch Wrap.
Okay, and what is it?
It was yummy.
Contains eggs, cheese, meat of some kind.
I would say, it was like a heptagonal folded over crunchy tortilla.
Or it could have been eight-sided.
It could have been octagonal.
I'm not sure.
Not sure.
But it also has a hash brown folded up inside it.
Yeah, or it's like flattened. Yeah,
that may be a little much.
It's called the Complete Breakfast Solution. It costs $2.49.
It sounds weird.
Well, it seems reasonable price.
Steve, it was yummy, though. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of hash browns proper, but in the crunch, you couldn't really tell that they were there.
Now,
it was
put the hot or the mild sauce on this?
It had sauce in it, actually. I didn't put any sauce on it. It was only slightly spicy.
I guess you could add some more spice.
Are they limiting?
It had little bits of bacon. And
what they do is they take this flour tortilla and they cook it. And then I guess that sucks up the grease that comes out of the out of the amazingly healthy hash brown.
Did you get that language from the commercial?
I did. Yeah, you ever notice that? If you ever want a grease spot, just take a take one of those hash browns from a fast food place and just set it down for about a minute.
It's kind of, is that the only item they're offering for the breakfast?
No, actually, you know what else they've got going on, which is really, really cool, and that is a new breakfast soda called Mountain Dew AM.
Oh,
Mountain
no.
Dew, it is Mountain Dew and orange juice.
Okay? Oh, no.
Now, here's what we come up with. They didn't say this in the advertising, but apparently there's 17 teaspoons of sugar in this.
Wow. Okay?
Taco Bell hasn't revealed what the ratio of Mountain Dew to juice is, but some observers have said 12 ounces of soda, 8 ounces of OJ. As a result, that's how you get 17 teaspoons of sugar.
I know a lot of boys that would probably really appreciate
Man.
A Mountain Dew ski in the AM
oh,
hours.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt. I'm sure that that, I mean, that, that beats
that's
the heck out of...
That's more juice than Mountain Dew, by my math. Is
well,
that right?
OJ Dew ski.
It's, let's see, no, 12 ounces soda, 8 ounces of OJ. 12 ounces of soda, 8 ounces,
oh,
a big 20-ounce
oh, no,
drink.
Oh, no, I thought it was just a 12-ounce drink.
Yeah, yeah, no, no, oh. 20 ounces all together.
Holy cow.
So, that... You watch people about 15 minutes after they've stopped there at Taco Bell for that. They'll be buzzing. They'll be jamming.
They're going to be happy.
Healthy, yep, too, with the vitamin C.
Hello.
Did you know you can make a Mountain Dew PM just by adding vodka?
Yeah. we had no idea. So, drink recipes. I mean, it's something new and different.
Right?
A little mixer.
Yeah, a little mixer today.
Christ United Methodist Church invites you to join us for a powerful 5-week series on family and marriage each Sunday in September. Individuals and families are invited to come as we learn about family relationships and building community. The series will conclude on September 30th with a covered dish family reunion featuring homestyle cooking, games, and live entertainment. Join our family each Sunday in September at 8:15, 9:30, or 11 a.m. at Christ United Methodist Church, located off Highway 6 and South College Station, just north of the William D. Fitch exit.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:25. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY. 101, 102, something like that for a high temperature today and tomorrow. Sorry about that. And low temperature will probably be about 77 or so. It won't be as hot, they're saying, at least right now on Saturday. Right now they say 91 with a 20% chance of showers. We'll keep our fingers crossed. Right now it's 77 out there.